Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
You realize if you have the opportunity to travel, how much pressure there is in America to tip. We are obsessed with tips. And going to another country where they don't expect a tip at all leaves you feeling a certain way as an American. Like, I can't believe I'm about to leave lunch or dinner right now and I'm not leaving any money and nobody is going to expect me to. And in some countries, it's an insult.
I'm about to say that. They're insulted.
It's insulted, right? Mm-hmm. But not here where we seem to be tipping on everything and now it's birthday parties.
Imagine you get an invitation to a birthday party. Your friend sends you an invitation, not for them, but for their child. And at the bottom of the invitation, it says, tips welcome. They want a tip, a monetary tip, money that they're going to put towards the birthday party. That is what is happening, apparently.
That's so insane.
This comes from at Victoria Cakes 343, and she has seen recently several invitations, and included on the invitation was, hey, here's where you can send me money for the party.
You should be tipping parents that throw birthday parties, and if you're not giving at least $10, you should not bring your child. Okay, I do not personally feel this way, but I actually had a few clients who let me see their invitation so that I could get the vibe for their party. On those invitations, at least three that I've seen so far, there is a little spot on the bottom that says tipping is encouraged. One invitation had a little explanation underneath it where it said tipping is encouraged. If you bring your child and they plan to eat and play, please send along cash with your child for the tip bucket to go towards party expenses.
All right, so let me just play defense attorney.
Okay.
Okay, now, as defense attorney, I am hired for cases. This is just business, mm-hmm. not how I believe, but I'm getting paid to defend. Look, if you were going to take your kids to a Dave and Buster's, or you were going to take them somewhere else where there are other kids also, you're going to be spending 10, 15, 20 bucks in that place. So here you are coming to my party in my house and I'm spending all this money. Then why not tip? Or why not even charge other parents to come to the party?
This is wild to me. And it's comical because I'm in the process of planning Jimmy's fourth birthday party right now. And I'm super stoked because he loves underwater sea creatures. I asked him this year what he wanted to do for his birthday. And he wants to go to the Georgia Aquarium.
Oh, which is so cute.
And that's what we're going to do, right?
And that's free.
And I'm excited because it's more than just a party. It's kind of like, you know, it's event oriented. And all of our guests are going to get, you know, complimentary tickets to go explore the aquarium, right?
So you out of pocket are paying for everybody that's going to be there.
Yes.
And I love the Georgia Aquarium. Yeah. It's not a $2 ticket though.
It's not a $2 okay. ticket, but here's the thing. Like, I would never fathom doing this and then being like, hey, by the way, if you want to come, you got to pay. Like, no, this is my kid's birthday. This is what I'm doing. Now, whatever our budget was, if that wasn't the case, well, then we're going to throw a shindig at the house and be like, you know, we're having nuggets and dipping sauce and we're going to bring out the bouncy house, right? And that's what we'll call it a day. The idea that you throw a party and you're requesting, not even just requesting, but it's like encouraging, it's those like tips are encouraged and asking your guests to pay when, you know, getting your kids out the door, you know, getting a gift and, you know, attending. attending is the present. Like, I don't feel like anybody should be shelling out money to go to somebody's birthday party.
I wouldn't be throwing a party if I could not fund it. However, I do understand if you want to throw a party maybe out your budget for your child that you don't have and you want people to chip in to help you make that happen. But I feel like you should say that. To call it a tip feels wrong because a tip is something you give somebody for providing a service. And there's no service here.
100%. And I've always felt like the tip, if you were going to put a label on it, was you bringing a gift. Like, for example, I had my cat party over the weekend. Did I expect anybody to bring me a gift or to tip me by any means? No. But if someone brought a bottle of wine and we could keep one of the ones I bought in my fridge, heck yeah, that's the perfect tip if you want to call it that.
Okay, so what if parents asked you for the money on the front end? All right, so in order to get into the party...
So you're doing cover charges to kids' birthday parties.
That's a cover charge.
A cover charge rather than a tip. Does that change anything or is just any kind of money exchange at all?
Which
is less offensive?
I'd say the cover charge is less offensive because at least you're calling it what it is.
Yeah.
To try to say tip is as if you've provided something and we owe you something now. That's not what's happening.
Now, full disclosure, what we're doing here is, so this has been a point of contention with myself and my husband, okay, doing this birthday party. Because, you know, Jimmy's our only one. We went through two rounds of IVF. If I wasn't a radio, I'd be a party planner. So I'm a little extra over the top.
I'm guessing you want to hire NSYNC.
No.
And he's against the idea.
New Kids on the Block.
They might be more attainable. So I know I'm extra. My husband knows this about me. So we had to compromise, right? So for the party, we're allowing one parent with the kids. If you want to bring a second parent, then you're going to have to cover the cost of that parent if that second parent wants to come. All right?
Really?
Yes.
So, I've never heard of that.
So that was one of the things like, hey, you know, it's, you know, we can feasibly take care of one parent, but if you want two parents to be there, then, and nobody's had an issue with this whatsoever. We've already had people email or text.
Not in front of your face.
No, I'm not in front of my face. And then the other stipulation in order for me to have this party at the Georgia Aquarium, my husband was like, all right, so we'll take care of one parent. I'm like, all right. And mind you, my husband is frugal AF, grew up on a working farm, slept in the same bedroom with four other brothers. There was five of them in one bedroom. Like, he had a vastly different upbringing than me. He is a penny pincher to the nth degree, courtesy of Buck and Emily. So the other thing is no goodie bags. I am not allowed to put together goodie bags for the kids because he's like, he hates getting them because it's just more crap in the house. He thinks it's a waste of money. He's like, absolutely not. I'm like, all right, fine. No goodie bags.
He's so fun.
Every party has a pooper and the party pooper's part. And then the other stipulation was no gifts.
No gifts.
Oh.
Because Jimmy is, we're not going to say spoiled. He is well loved. He has tons of stuff. So instead of gifts, Bart's like, if you want to collect stuff for Bert's Big Adventure, then you most certainly, if you want to collect money, if you want to collect stuff for like the Fairy Godparent program, that's fine, but no gifts. So we sat there and had a fourth birthday party negotiation and going back and forth and who's going to give on what. So I'm able to have the aquarium party of my dreams as long as there's no goodie bags and Jimmy doesn't get a gift and the extra parent has to pay.
How does Jimmy feel about all this?
He is not aware yet.
If I was the parent that got this invitation, I would love this because I could be the parent that don't have to go.
Amen. Yeah. That's where the real fight starts.
Yeah.
The Bert Show.
Urgent advice needed. She wants to move out of the house, but she knows her family's going to be upset.
Hi, Bert Show. Please keep me anonymous. I love you guys and I could really use some unbiased advice. I am single and in my early 30s. I always thought I needed a partner to buy a house, but last year showed me how short life really is. Too short to just sit and wait. So, I did it on my own. My first home. Yay.
Such a milestone.
Mm-hmm. Well, the issue is, I currently live with some family in a roommate situation. Five people, mixed genders, and I haven't told them. I gave the general, I'm looking, speech a year ago, but that's about it. No one asked, so I didn't say anything. I was not purposely keeping it a secret. I close on a house next week, so I feel I need to have the conversation now. But I don't know how. What should I say? Does it have to be in person? Can I do it via group chat? Do I owe them a conversation? Do people usually have the conversation before actually closing? Is it bad luck? Any advice? Please help. P.S. Me leaving would not affect anyone financially. I tend to overthink and worry about everyone else's feelings before my own, which is why I'm struggling with this. I know this is not your usual content, but I value all of your opinions. Please help. Thank you in advance. Sincerely, uneasy potential homeowner.
This must be some. There must be something here I'm missing. Why not just go to the family and just go, hey guys, I just want to let you know I got my house and I'm taking off.
It should be that easy, but I distinctly remember right after college, I was living in, a townhouse with, three of my friends. And I got in the job in Cincinnati and I was moving to Cincinnati and I needed to tell them. And it wasn't like they were going to be mad at me. Like this was, it was a big deal to move up market, blah, blah, blah. And for some reason, I could not tell them that I needed to move out. Now, I even found somebody to take my place. So, and it was somebody they knew that was a fellow friend of ours that could, and, but for some reason, I waited to the last possible second, and that's what bit me in the butt because one of the girls was upset because I waited so long to tell them, and I just don't know why I could not rip that Band-Aid.
Well, if you're old enough and mature enough, you're in your early 30s to buy a house. You're old enough and mature enough to look your family in the eyes and go, guess what? I'm moving out, and I've got my own place, and they should be happy for you.
100%. I thought this was all going to revolve around there being some, like, financial burdens that she was going to leave on people. But once you said that that's not a thing, then, yeah, like, you're moving on with your life. Yeah. They should celebrate this. They should be excited for you. I don't see why you're concerned.
Yeah, I think you said it yourself in the PS where you said, I tend to overthink and worry about everyone else's feelings before my own. And I think that rings true to this situation here where, you know, you feel like there might be a negative reaction, but I think you should just focus on celebrating this huge life milestone and get out of there.
That's a big win. The small win comes from, obviously, you have some kind of history here on conflict management. Most of us don't like it. Some of us are better suited for it or comfortable with it. But here's the small win here is do it face to face.
Yeah, I would do it. I mean, you're living with them. That would be weird to send your family a text message like, hey, I found a house. I'm moving out.
Bye. Send them the Zillow link. What if you thought if I lived here? Because I'm going to tomorrow.
All right. So what exactly is a top tier man? There could be some controversy here because this was an interesting conversation.
Is this a segment where we just get to talk about Henry Cavill? For 5 minutes.
Oh, I wish. I'll put that on the schedule for Tuesday. Okay. Abby?
Why is he a top tier man?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just because he's Henry Cavill?
Yes.
We don't know what he's really like. Or is it just based on look?
He has an accent and he was Superman.
And he's a nice nerd man. Mm-hmm. He's like into gaming and stuff. So he's a good person. Probably.
That's all it takes.
Huh?
That's all it takes. Okay. Yeah.
The bar is in hell.
An accent and you can portray Superman in a movie.
Got it.
All right. So this was a conversation on the podcast, tonight's conversation. So tonight's conversation, they said they have an Instagram and they also have a dating card game and a podcast by At Ace Metaphor. So I listened to this and I was like, this is fascinating because there's a man explaining what he believes to be a top tier man. And then a woman enters the chat and she proceeds to tell him what she believes to be a top tier man.
Modern day women just don't qualify for the top tier men, and that is the truth.
You believe you're a top tier man? By what standard?
I'm 6'4". Only about what? 8% of the entire world is 6'4". I make well over 100K a year. And I'm black at that if you add that on. Mm. So just if we're speaking about those figures, the things that women are attracted to, I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I'll let you do the math.
Before we go, what's your math saying?
The conversation and the words that are coming out of the mouth of someone like you, I would never consider top tier. A top tier man is also a man that is extremely desirable by way of his character. A top tier man is a man who displays a certain level of intellect that allows him to consider other people. A top tier man, they lead with love, not with dictatorship, right? They don't want to control their woman. They want to gently lead their woman. A top tier man creates space for a woman to feel good about herself. A top tier man supports the dreams and the ideas of a woman. A top tier man prioritizes a woman. A top tier man is in leadership and working as hard as he is to give the woman the life of her dream.
And with that stuff that you just said, that was just womanese talk. That
womanese is also 6'4", black, attractive. I don't know too many women in my circle who desire a 6'4" man still wearing braids.
Personal idea.
There's a lot to chew on here. Clearly, I'm going to side with her on this whole thing. But I got to be honest with you. What have men been taught? What have we been, how many times, if I had a dollar for every time, no offense, Abby, that she came in here and the first qualification for her as a top tier man is somebody that's tall, somebody that there's a lot of women that are looking for guys. Even our dating coach says that a quality man, or what does she call it? A
high value
man is somebody that makes over $100,000. So I think he's regurgitating what he thinks the message is from most women.
I think they represent two sides of what everybody's looking for in a relationship. I think to say that none of the superficial stuff matters is not right, because we're all human and there are things that biologically women are just designed to be drawn to. Someone who can provide and someone who looks, you know, like they could kill a bear or something in our weird primal brains. But at the same time, we can't also then ignore the stuff that actually matters that also intrigues our humanity. So I think to say that one person is right and the other person is wrong is just completely ignoring the nuances of being a human. Because I think both, like, combined is what makes a top tier person. Like, do they satisfy that superficial part of you in terms of attraction? And do they also have the kind of integrity that makes them a partner that would be worth being with?
I completely agree with what Bert said. I feel like I agree with her 1,000%, and I would be attracted to a woman who is saying the things that she is saying. Like, that's the kind of woman I would want, I would look for. However, in my experiences, that is not what I usually hear women say when it comes to the kind of man that they're looking for. It always contains how much money he makes, how tall he is, and all of those things, more than I hear what she said. But I do believe what she said, that's what you should be looking for.
So I'm not exactly sure what the answer is here. What is a top tier man?
We'll never know.
I think she got it right.
Henry Cavill.
She got it right.
Henry Cavill. Who's Superman?
Yeah, you already had it solved.
We answered it right from the start.
Okay.
Here, Bert Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I always get my best show recommendations from friends and stuff like that, so I want to consider myself a friend, and I know Mo's going to agree with me on this. Going into the weekend, if you're looking for a show to watch, that damn show Paradise on Hulu.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, it's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's really got that dude Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us. Yeah. In it. Oh, it's like a twist and a turn and a pivot every single, like, episode.
It's a mystery. It's a murder mystery, and it's like so many twists and turns. You really can't figure out what's going on. The acting is good. The writing is good. Everything about it is amazing.
Are you watching anything right now that, like, a must-see?
I just finished season one of The Night Agent. Now, Mo has talked down season two, and I started the first episode of season two, and all I heard in the back of my head was, It's not that good. But the first one was so good, and the guy who stars in it is so hot.
I tried it based on your recommendation, but I think watching Paradise and then going to that, it's two completely different things, and I couldn't get into it.
I did like season one. It took a while. I didn't like it at first, but it eventually, like, it grew on me, and I had to know how it ended. It got better towards the end. Season two is not bad, but it's certainly not season one.
Now, I've watched that show, but I'm going to tell you, The Recruit on Netflix is what Night Agent wants to be, with Noah Centineo or whatever.
Okay.
It's really good. It's about a lawyer who joins the CIA but gets thrown into the middle of things.
Yeah.
And what the cool thing is, season two is out now, but I watched it all straight through, and you can't tell it's a different season. So it's like one long story. It's good.
Okay, there. Mm-hmm. Going into the weekend, you got three new shows. There you have it. All right, Kristen, bring the stupid.
All right. You guys are going to try to figure out what these people were reading, but they're going to give you the way they mispronounce the word.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid.
Everybody gets stupid, stupid. Everybody gets stupid, stupid.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
Is this a little bit like the game we were playing at the Burt's Big Adventure conference?
You know what? Sorta. It's not the same. It's different, but the same.
What was the name of that game?
Oh.
The worst world.
Incoherent.
Incoherent. That's another good one for this weekend.
So I saw this video from Knittervention, K-N-I-T, knitter, like I guess she likes to knit.
Okay.
And it's a montage of people who are sharing the words they have mispronounced. So you're going to hear the mispronounced word and you're going to try to guess what they were trying to say.
Okay.
All right. So here's your first one.
Word you pronounced incorrectly one time and it still haunts you to this day. I'll go first. Stalamate.
Stalamate?
Stalamate.
Stalamate.
Stalemate?
Yes. You're not going to be allowed to play because you're too smart. So here, what you're going to be, you're the ringer. So if these three can't get it, you're going to swoop in and you're going to get it right.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah,
it was. Emery graduated again.
So yeah, it was stalemate, but she pronounced it stalamate.
That's fancy.
That's funny.
All right, here's your next one.
Embassy suits.
Embassy suits.
Embassy suites.
Yes! Where are we staying? Embassy suits. All right, this good luck with this next one.
Saranwap.
Saranwap. Saranwap. Saranwap?
Saranwrap.
Saranwrap. All right, your next one.
Eucalyptus.
Whoa.
Oh,
eucalyptus.
Yes.
The first one sounded like something else.
It did.
Yes, eucalyptus, but it was actually...
Sorry, he did what?
Yep, exactly, but it was eucalyptus.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. All right, so again, these are words people mispronounce. They are putting themselves out there. And this also started because Justin Timberlake jumped on this trend when the word was me, because everybody said, it's gonna be me.
Uh-huh.
And so this is the theme we're going with. All right, here is your next mispronounced word.
Fatigue.
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 Fatigue?
Yes!
Fatigue.
Bert actually has trouble with this word as well.
Acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen?
Yes, acetaminophen.
Oh, acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
That's a tough one.
Just say Tylenol.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like that's how people who watch Grey's Anatomy just one too many times feel when they're like, let's get some Tylenol.
All right. I think this one's going to be easy for you guys, but it's so hilarious how she mispronounces this word.
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus?
Hippopotamus. But listen to her again.
Pitababitus.
It's like a toddler
saying,
right?
It does. One more time.
Pitababitus.
That's a grown woman.
All right, I got two more. These are, I think these might be the most difficult ones. Here's your next mispronounced word.
Determine.
Determine.
Determine?
Yes.
Determine.
And your last mispronounced word.
You have Shamamale.
Shalame?
Somalia? The wine dude.
Mm-mm.
No?
You're thinking sommelier.
Yeah.
You have Shamamale.
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 I saved the hardest for last.
Shamamale.
Shamamale. Spell it out in your hand. Or spell it out in your head, sorry.
I really pulled my hand out.
Yeah, I know.
Shameless?
Shamama. He's literally pronouncing it the way it looks. Mom, Elay.
Chamomile?
Yeah!
The Bert Show.
Well, an intense weekend here for our producer, Rebecca, who's about to go right up to a woman and go, it's time for you to be my girlfriend. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Because Valentine's Day 2025 has not been very good for me so far. I spilled my protein shake on my favorite sweatshirt.
Oh.
Yeah, it's got like a big chocolate stain on it now.
Can you see?
Look at that.
Oh, yeah,
my wussy.
That's really embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing. My Chick-fil-A came late and they didn't have Diet Coke. It was a Coke. That sucks. And
you should sue.
I might. I'm going to retain a lawyer and I will be reaching out to Mr. Chick-fil-A.
Mr. Filet, let's
Mr.
get you on the line.
And I'm single and Abby was just talking about my shelf life because I am 30, which makes me spoiled milk in the romantic department.
Oh, yeah. That was in retaliation for the shot you took at her earlier this morning.
Yeah.
You know, that's fair. Okay. Shot for shot. That's fine. But yeah, I kind of need a win and I think I'm going to get one. Because I am, as you said, going to ask out a lady today. this evening, Valentine's Day night.
Okay, let's just stop there for just one second.
Okay.
And talk generalities before we get into specifics.
Mm-hmm.
Is Valentine's Day generally a good day for a first date, no matter what the circumstance is?
No. Absolutely not.
Why not?
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I feel like the expectations and it's too much pressure.
It's too romantic.
I wouldn't have thought anything of it.
Because we're dudes.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Just curious.
Does the pressure lessen if the girl I'm asking out is heterosexual?
This is, okay.
I'm not qualified.
Let's get Katie in on this one also. I'm not qualified.
Yeah. I will be asking out my straight platonic girlfriend. She will be my girlfriend. Because everybody has had this pact before when they're in their 20s. They're like, oh, if you don't have anybody by 30, then yeah, we can get married. Well, it's kind of too late for us because I'm 30. She's 31.
Oh.
It's time for us to get the ball rolling. And you guys have met this girl. I bring her to like every Burt Show event. She's like one of my best friends. Abby, you know her.
That's me.
It's Abby, guys.
Yes, I will be your Valentine.
Oh, that's really sweet.
So you're asking your platonic friend, who is a girl,
yes,
to be your Valentine date.
The only, like, we basically are already girlfriends. The only thing stopping us is that she has like an acute case of heterosexuality.
Like she loves men.
That's it. Okay, well, like I'll never shake the sheets again, but that's like a very low price to pay for companionship.
Isn't this the absolute definition of Galentine's Day though? Didn't you just miss that yesterday?
But I truly think we should push the boundaries of dating and romance in 2025, and she should be my official girlfriend.
Okay, and the only problem, and she's the weak link here.
Being the one that is heterosexual,
yeah,
that does make her the weak link.
But I honestly think she might say yes. I'm a little nervous, but because I was going to ask her for about, we're spending Valentine's Day together tonight.
You don't even know what nervous is. She's on the phone right now.
Shut up.
Well, she's just called in.
Does it say Rachel?
That's her name.
Rachel.
Yeah, here she is.
I told her not to listen.
Duh.
Well, that's a surefire way to get somebody to listen. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, I mean, yeah, you told me not to listen, so of course I made sure to tune in today. And I've been listening to what you've been saying, even though you kind of outed my age, but we'll talk about that later. I heard that you were talking about our friendship and you wanted
to Rachel, please do not reject me in front of all of these people I respect. It's Valentine's Day. Have a heart.
What I do think is really kind of cool, man, maybe it's just the phone. You guys actually sound the exact same to me. The cadence of the way you talk, the tone of your voice sounds very similar.
See, it's Rebecca and Rachel, God. Two brown haired, kind of curly haired girls, one Jewish, one kind of Jewish. Our ship makes sense. Rachel, please.
And everybody always calls me Rebecca, and Rebecca gets called Rachel all the time, so it's meant to be.
They do sound alike, right?
But I figured I might as well just call in and tell you my answer now, so you don't have to wait till tonight when we hang out.
Okay.
I love your boldness right now.
This is the exact same thing that Rebecca would do.
Yes!
They're the same person.
Okay, well, should I ask? Will you be my straight platonic girlfriend who allows me to date other people?
I mean, you're already the godmother to my cat.
Boba.
You know the security code to get into my house.
That's true.
You drink Diet Coke, and I don't drink Diet Coke, but I always make sure to have it in my fridge for you when you come over. We've met each other's parents. I've met your Nana.
That's
so
true.
My answer is yes, I accept. I will be your straight platonic girlfriend. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh my God.
Seriously. I mean, the two of you guys actually, you're the same person. I think we're being messed with. Like, you have recorded you talking back to you, and it's a joke to us. You sound like the same person.
Yeah, but would you want to date you?
No.
Nope.
Right? No. I would not.
Absolutely not.
Abby, would you want to date you?
Hell no.
Did you see my issues?
That's the Burt Show.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards.
plants. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's not adult men, it's not adult women that know what love, the purest form of love is. Who is it, Kristen?
It's children, specifically toddlers. The younger they are, the more innocent they are. And you know, I use my son for Instagram likes. I might as well use him for ratings on the radio.
Amen to that, sister.
All right, so because today is Valentine's Day, the day of love, I thought I'd have a little conversation with Jimmy Jam and see what he thinks about love. What does he know about Valentine's and Valentine's Day? And what does he know about love? So one night while I was putting him to bed, because Bart, obviously, I'm not there in the morning. My husband, Bart, gets him up and I'm the one who's responsible for bedtime. He and I are sitting there. We like to have little conversations at the end of the night. So we'll do our bath routine and get our PJs on and we'll sit there in the chair and we'll rock and we'll cuddle and we'll have conversations about our day and what we're hoping for the next day. Okay. So this one is specifically for you guys. So here is my almost 4-year-old son, Jimmy, telling us what love is.
What is love? What do you think love is? What is love to you, Jimmy?
Pushing. Rocking people.
Rocking people is love?
Rocking people to bed.
Rocking people to bed is love?
Rocking to bed. Babies to bed.
Okay. What else is love?
I don't know.
Is love giving hugs?
Yes.
Is love giving kisses?
Yeah. And love is for giving cuddles.
And love is for giving cuddles?
Mm-hmm.
Aw, thank you, baby.
I love you for putting me to bed. And that's why I give you so many hugs.
Thank you.
And cuddles.
I love you.
Mo is getting about 1/5 of those words.
You saw me struggling. I was trying.
That was about 1/3. What was the last one?
Love for him, and he also called this my superpower. His teacher told me this. So love to him is me putting him to bed.
Aww.
And that's why he gives me lots of hugs and cuddles because I put him to bed.
Hmm.
And then this is going to be special. I pulled these special for the parents out there because you all know the struggles that is bedtime. Time.
All right, let's talk about Valentine's Day.
Mom, I need to go potty now.
Okay, let's go potty.
So we needed a little potty break.
I could feel that.
All right, and then we came back, and again, even though I knew I was being recorded, you will still hear the exasperation in my voice.
But I want to drink some water.
All right, go outside and yell to Dada to bring up your water.
He's not
going to get
me.
Oh, yeah, he's not
going to get me. Dada, water.
Right, that is both low. Hands, let's go. Yeah. Dad, did you hear me?
Water now.
Mama, meatloaf.
I never know what she's doing up there. I was so tired, and I'm like, I am not walking down to get the water bottle. I'm like, you can walk out to the hallway and yell down to your father downstairs to bring it.
Is this the daily dance also, like every toddler goes through, like when it's bedtime?
Yes.
Then they get hungry.
Yes.
Then they got to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Then they gotta have water.
Yes.
Anything except bed.
Oh, we did this last night, so it's just a nightly occurrence. Now,
I always wanted to ask, like, what do you think is going on downstairs that you're missing out on? Because
really
there's really nothing.
It's nothing at all.
Whew. All right. So the last question for my toddler Jimmy, when it comes to Valentine's Day, I asked him, "Who do you love?" And I want you to pay close attention to the order as to which he answered this question. Here we go. Who does Jimmy love?
I want to keep talking about Valentine's.
You want to keep talking about Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Okay. Valentine's Day is a holiday to celebrate love.
Yeah.
Who do you love?
Mama.
Aw, I love you too. Who else do you love?
My friends that play with me at school.
Your friends that play with you at school? That's sweet. Who else do you love?
Horsey.
You love Horsey. Who else do you love?
T-Bone.
You love T-Bone? Who else in this house do you love?
In my house?
Yeah.
my own self?
I love that. Yes, you should love yourself.
And I love Dada.
Okay.
Us three, but we have us three, and then we have three what?
Bubby Dad.
Yeah.
We got to Dada eventually. Okay.
I thought he was going to be here 30 minutes at first.
Thank God he made the cut.
The fact that his friends at school, Horsey, which is his lovey, and T-Bone, which is the kid that lives next door, our neighbor, I was like, surely Bart has to be in here somewhere.
Happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.